This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
It is so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise.
Louisa Steed is the writer of this hymn of faith and trust. One day, she and her husband were with their 4-year-old daughter on Long Island Beach when there was a call for help. A child was in the water drowning. Some accounts actually say it was their 4-year-old daughter. Others say it was a young boy. Mr. Steed tried to save the victim, but the young child pulled him under and Mr. Steed drowned. Louisa was left with a child to take care of and no means of support. Destitute of food, she woke up one morning to find someone had left her food and money on the front porch. She later took her daughter and became a missionary. She wrote this hymn the day the food and the money appeared on her doorstep. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh for grace to trust Him more.
Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh for grace to trust Him more.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And with that theme, we welcome you to Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday. We could say Thursday, but I'm not. I've got mine sitting here.
Yeah,
so
I've got mine right here, Diet Dr. Pepper and Mountain Dew over there.
See, now, this is. I was hesitant to say this yesterday. I showed you the picture of what they gave me for my birthday.
Yeah, your birthday cake kind of thing.
That was 7 days ago. Yeah. They made a birthday cake out of a pizza pan and put circles of layers of Mountain Dew cans all the way to the top. And then they gave me two big 12-packs of Mountain Dew bottles. That being said, okay, that day when they gave me this, I went to the doctor the next day. Well, the doctor says, enough of that. So I said, well, can I at least enjoy my cake? And he goes, what cake? And I showed him the picture of my birthday cake being this tower of Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
He said, make that be your last. So I'm on the last.
Uh-oh.
And I know, I know what's getting ready to say. Because the old A1C is starting to creep up a little. He didn't like it.
Yeah.
So that being said, the things that I enjoy the most, pasta and cake and bread.
Carbs.
Bread and, and of course,
the good stuff.
The green coffee that I drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's got to go.
Yeah. Well,
I'm on the downslope. I'm weaning myself off.
Okay.
I've got to wean myself down.
Kind of slowly backing off. Well, I keep the doctor handy.
Well,
Dr. Pepper.
See, you've got the excuse. You got the doctor. If they have was a doctor, do.
Hey, we got a Sharpie. We can work with it.
That won't bring the lab numbers down.
No, I started to say you can't get one by on blood work.
So y'all pray for me, okay? Yeah. Because we all know
For Becky.
We all know, yeah, please. We all know what those numbers are. I mean, the fact that, you know, I think every time I look at it and I'm going, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about it, you know, there are 60, there in one little, now this is the only, the 16-ounce bottle.
Okay, I've got a 16-ounce too.
I've got 62 grams of sugar.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nearly 25%. Of my daily allowance of carbs in one bottle.
So no wonder. Now, sodium, what are you looking at?
Oh,
on
that's
that
bad.
One?
80 milligrams.
Yeah.
So there's the other issue. You know, you got to watch those salt numbers too.
Yeah.
So that being said,
goodness.
I've not quite just made the leap, but I am weaning myself
off. You're
trying. Okay?
You're making an
effort. I don't want to make a promise.
Right.
That I can't keep, but I am going to do what the doctor. You know,
the best you can.
Best I can.
Best
so
you
we
can.
We are going to try.
You're heading that direction.
Help me. Help me. Help
the
me, Lord.
The ship doesn't turn quickly.
Help me, Lord. Yeah, that's right. You ever wonder, pastors use that illustration many times, you know, the fact that you don't turn a ship on a dime, that little bitty rudder back there, it'll turn it.
It will.
But you got to give it enough time and
that's
enough
right.
space.
Yep. So it's happening.
Yeah.
Just
so
maybe not right now.
Yeah. Pray.
Yeah.
Let me get through Share-a-thon, maybe.
Yeah, there'll
be another major event you got to have to wait on the
you
next
know,
one.
Doesn't it always happen like that? Okay.
Yes.
You're going to do better, eat better. Okay, Lord, as soon as we get done with Share-a-thon, I'm going to plan meals and I'm going to, you know, do
Thanksgiving,
better. Than,
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You can't go on a diet before Thanksgiving.
Well, it kind of runs.
And
you got
Christmas.
Thanksgiving, you Christmas, and then you got January kind of into Share-a-thon already. We'll claim that.
Yeah.
And then after Share-a-thon, I use the excuse of, it's Easter. And we're having a big dinner for Easter and all the candy anyhow.
So it always winds up like that to where you plan to, or at least something comes up to where you feel like you need to do it. And it's always around a major event.
Yeah.
So you put it off and you put it off and you put it off and you put it off. Pray.
Here's to better. Better things.
Yeah,
there we go. Better blood work. There we go. I was trying to think.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking at the calendar and mentioned Share-a-thon, and it's coming 17 days, and we are excited. Thank you for praying with us. Mm-hmm. And again, we're just praying that the Lord would have His way in hearts and lives.
Will you please?
We're trusting Him with the results in hearts and lives. That's our main focus of prayer, is that God would do eternal work. And we know that if He meets needs of hearts, He'll be here and the need will be met.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, again, the invitation. We are extending the invitation. You've heard a lot of our familiar voices over the air this morning. We've played a lot of those names. And Brother Stanley and Brother Harlan and all these. You know, I was listening there for a minute. I had to catch my heart because I heard Brother Lamar, when he did his announcement a minute ago, about shocked me out of my chair. He was just all excited. He's excited. And when you see Brother Lamar get excited, you'll know what I mean.
It's exciting.
Because it's exciting. So that being said, we're excited to see you and make it a part. Mark your calendar now. And if you could come and be with us, we'd love to have you.
We sure would. We'd love to have you. And a reminder that sponsorships remain the same. Amounts, same as last year, $400. And your first opportunity, we've already taken some calls, folks wanting, you know, to get days. Your first opportunity is 4 p.m. on Sunday the 25th.
Yep.
The office will open in person and phones from 4 to 6 for 2 hours on that Sunday, and that's prior to the kickoff rally. And Brother Brian McBride will be preaching that on that Sunday night. The AG family will be here, the McBrides, and probably some other folks with special music.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a good night, so come if you can. Now, don't miss your own home church.
Right.
We don't ever want you to do that.
Yeah.
But if your church is moving, or if you don't have a church home that you attend, we'd love to invite you.
Yeah, for sure.
All righty. Well, let's see. We've got a birthday coming up in a couple of days to Miss Kathy McCall. I was just wanting to make sure I didn't miss anything in the day sponsor. So if you've got somebody celebrating, let us know.
Yeah.
We love to celebrate.
Absolutely.
We love cake.
Yeah.
And talking about doing better.
Well, you know what's coming up next week, Thursday.
Valentine's Day. Oh, it took me a minute.
Yeah.
Well, we've got the Valentine line.
Yeah, we're going to get that. We're going to get that up. We're going to get that up and running next week, and looking forward to that. And so make your plans now. And, of course, it's the same number, 884-3300, and we'll have that set up for you coming up next week. And we'll love to hear your messages. Always a joy
to hear
those.
We'll play messages on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Right.
And then we'll do our drawing on Wednesday afternoon.
I said Thursday. I meant Wednesday.
It's
Wednesday
okay.
next week.
It's the discounted candy that you get on
there
the 15th.
There you go.
So there you go.
Thank you, Miss Karen. I apologize. Yeah, I got a day ahead of myself.
It's all good.
But yeah,
you were in the neighborhood.
Well, a day late, a dollar short. Just don't be late for the flowers and the candy for your ladies, gentlemen. Yeah. Don't be late like I was.
Well, so, again, if it was next week and you were on Thursday it was today, we may have issues. You might, Miss Becky might be wondering what happened.
Yeah.
But she might get you some more Mountain Dew. It's like, okay, this is not good. But Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll be taking your calls on the contest line. You can leave your pre-recorded greeting for the special Valentine in your life. And we'll have a nice prize package that we'll be giving away Wednesday afternoon. Pastor will be drawing those during drive time.
Love it.
And the announcement of who won. So we'll tell you more about that as it gets closer. But it is upon us.
Jump on us quick,
To be honest, it caught me off guard. I've just been in complete share-a-thon mode, and not that I forgot Valentine's Day, but I kind of did. We'll get it for you. If you bought a product at Trader Joe's recently, heads up, if you've been there. There's one in Asheville, right?
Okay. Yeah.
If you bought the frozen, ready-to-eat chicken, lentil, and caramelized onion pilaf, like a rice pilaf, produced between November 1st and January 19th, that's November 1st of 2023, and January 19th of 2024, so several-month time span.
Yeah.
Apparently, they found that it could have some rocks in it.
Rocks?
Yeah.
Okay.
It has dates and raisins and the dark chicken meat and also the basmati rice. Mm. And they have had several reports of rocks being in it.
Goodness.
I don't know how all that happened.
Well.
And Trader Joe's just put out an alert on their website, and the products are not on their shelf. But they just want folks that possibly bought this and it's in your freezer that you need to look. And they say toss it or return it. Now, the thing is, I'm for returning it because you get a full refund.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have no idea how much it costs.
Right.
But if you want, again, return it to Trader Joe's for a full refund. But whatever you do, don't eat it. I think some folks have had some broken or chipped teeth.
That's crazy.
Yeah. A rock.
Yeah, well, you know. It's just a little, you know, we have problems with our weight anyway. We don't need to be adding rocks to the to the mix.
No.
That would be painful.
Yeah. So, again, it's the frozen, ready-to-eat chicken, lentil, and caramelized onion pilaf.
Yeah.
November 1st of 23 to January 19th of 24.
Yeah.
Toss it or take it back to Trader Joe's and get a refund.
I never had lentils until I went to Israel.
I don't know that I've ever had lentils.
And well, some people like it. It's just not very appealing
for
me.
What would you compare it to?
Very bland peas.
Okay.
Like very, 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 very bland peas.
Okay.
Like
black-eyed peas?
Like tiny, they look like tiny little dots.
Okay.
You know, that are like, I mean, that kind of the only thing, not black-eyed peas, because, you know, black-eyed peas
they
are
have
little,
some flavor.
Yeah, they got a little bit, but I'm, no, these just.
Is now, it like the cauliflower of peas?
Okay, that's a good explanation, I would think. It just doesn't have any appeal to me.
Yeah.
Now, they mix it with in the Middle East, they use it a lot. They do all kind of stuff with
right.
it. Right. But it's just not for me.
Not, yeah, okay, no. then. Okay.
I apologize, but it's just not for
it's
me.
It's all right.
I wouldn't go, I mean, I wouldn't have purchased something like that because it would have that in it.
Yeah,
okay,
so it's everybody To each their own, as they say.
That's right.
Brevard Police Department put out an advisory. I saw this on WLOS, and then I went to their Facebook page and saw apparently in Transylvania County, folks have been getting calls from what is projected to be law enforcement.
Right.
Whether it's U.S. Customs or U.S. Marshals.
Wow.
They've pulled out the big badges claiming that your account has been seized and warrants have been sent to the Brevard Police Department for your arrest. And after your conversations, you get a call from someone claiming to be from the Brevard Police Department using a spoofed phone number, so it appears on your caller ID that it's from the Brevard Police Department.
Okay. Yeah, here we go.
So it's kind of tag teaming. The first call is from U.S. Customs or Marshals saying you're in trouble, you're going to be arrested, and then it's followed up with a call from the Brevard Police Department, but it's not the police department.
No.
They say, please don't fall for it.
No.
If you have any question about the legitimacy of a phone call, call and verify.
Yeah.
And they put the little tag, when in doubt, check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, just give the police department a call. Don't fall for any of that garbage.
Yeah.
And it's just a good thing we've repeated it over and over. If you're in trouble with the police department or any law enforcement agency, they're not going to be calling you.
No.
They're not calling you.
They're going to be knocking on your door.
They're going to be knocking on your door. They're going to be following you in your vehicle. They're going to track you down because they have ways to do that. They're not going to be calling you on the phone and saying, oh, by the way, you know, we're coming.
But if you send us some money, we'll leave you alone.
We'll leave you alone if you just send us some money. No, they don't do that.
No.
So that's just take the common sense approach. And, you know, and by the way, if you do get those, let them know. Call them and tell them that you got those phone calls so that they can keep up with their cyber vigilance through the department. Yeah.
They also said in this, in the article or their post on Facebook, that I don't know that they're necessarily asking for money, but they're asking for personal information such as your social security number, account number, birth dates.
Well, there you go.
They're wanting to get into your account. They don't necessarily ask directly for money. But, again, if you have any unsolicited calls, hang up and call the number that's printed on your bank statement, on your debit or credit card, etc.
Yeah.
And this is true. We've mentioned it, you know, especially on your cell phone. But the spoof numbers are the thing that kind of throws a little wrench in that.
Yeah.
Used to say don't answer the phone if it's not somebody you recognize, because if it's legitimate, they'll leave you a message.
Right.
And in many cases, that is true.
Yeah. And that's the way I look at it. I give, you know, no matter how many times you try to block them, and you got these things, you can block these robocalls and all that stuff. I just say this, you know, if it's important enough, if it rings through and gets to your voicemail, they'll leave a message.
Yeah.
If it's not important enough, then so be it. You know, because that I just don't answer every call that I get. I just don't.
Yeah.
If I don't recognize the number right away, or if it is a number that's trying to get through on a spoofed number, if it's important enough, then I'll check my voicemail as soon as it pops up, says I got one, and I'll check and see what it is. Because just don't answer the phone. Don't talk to these people. And whatever you do, don't give any information whatsoever.
And make sure that you're sharing this with maybe older family members or someone that might be more likely to be a victim. Want to make sure that they're informed as well.
Absolutely.
And check in your bank accounts, check in your statements. We're at that time, folks, that you've just got to be.
Yeah.
You have to be very.
And I would say this, too, and I found this to be very helpful personally. Keeping track of those numbers, okay, you can be of great assistance. You want to know ways that you can help your parents and your grandparents out? Be responsible. Choose somebody in your family that's responsible and honest enough to be able to help manage that. And if nothing else, being able to monitor their accounts. Because, like, for example, if a lot of our older folks who have, you know, their bank accounts and they get their statement every month still by the mail because they love to get mail, well, there could be activity that has occurred during that month that they're unaware of because they're waiting on their statement by mail. With technology now, a secure technology that you can monitor that, all, you know, literally minute by minute. I always like to do this. I usually pick a day when I pay all my bills, and the ones that I pay online, I'll actually open up the app on my phone, and I let it sit there by my computer while I'm paying the bills. And so as soon as I pay it, it'll ding on my app and saying, oh, you've had a transaction, and immediately it posts to my account.
Yeah.
That way I know what is occurring and what's not. And so maybe take the time to talk it over with your those that may be vulnerable and don't know how to deal with that stuff, to make it clear to be, and watch out for them. And because it's important, because so many people today can, once they get your info, they can drain what little money they have.
And the scammers, the criminals seem to be targeting. They want the folks that we were just saying we need to help.
Yeah.
They want to contact those that feel very intimidated or threatened when someone, you know, with the arrest or freezing your account or all of this. There is a generation, you know, that they paid their bills on time, that always they took great pride and effort in making sure that they had a good credit score, good everything, and they, so when they're saying that they've missed a payment or something, that just can throw them into a spin.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, they lived in such an honest society back then, okay, to where a handshake was their word.
That's right.
Okay, very rarely did you ever have to deal with contracts and any of those kind of things, because handshakes were the given. And
your
that
word
being said,
was your bond.
Because you were neighbors, and you worked, you helped each other, and all this. You didn't have to worry about anybody outside trying to come in and take advantage. Well, those days are gone.
Yeah.
And so it's important for us that do have a little bit of working knowledge of what's going on, to be aware, pay attention to the news, and when these kind of reports come out from law enforcement officially, to watch out for this stuff, then we need to make those of our loved ones aware.
Yeah.
Okay. It's always good. And matter of fact, mine has it too. The credit union will automatically alert me if there is an unusual activity on my account for somebody that's trying to get into it. Because if they knew I just used, for example, I used my ATM card or used my debit card this morning at the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If my ATM card pops up that it's trying to be used in Florida, well, they know I'm in North Carolina.
Because of your recent transactions.
And they know that it's impossible for me to reach Miami, Florida in the 6 hours that has transpired.
Yeah.
They immediately alert me to that, to say, oh, well, your number is trying to be used in Miami, Florida. And then they take steps to help you safeguard your account. That's great. And those are good things that the bank does. And so,
it's definitely worth investing some time, and you may want to set up on whoever's bank account that you get a text alert. You can actually get alerts every time money is taken from your account, every transaction.
Mm-hmm.
So again, set it up, do what's best for you, but just make sure. And just because we said it was in Brevard, that doesn't mean that it's not happening in other places.
Right.
So scam is a scam.
Right.
No matter where it's going.
Right.
On a more positive note, a shout out to the Arby's Foundation.
Okay.
Arby's, the fast food restaurant Arby's.
Mm-hmm.
They have a foundation, and they recently donated $1 million to help pay off the school lunch debt for about 47,000 students.
How about that?
This particular grant, they help students in Metro Atlanta, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and Collinsville, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And since 2011, their foundation has donated more than $30 million to school lunches and to groups that are trying to help with childhood hunger.
Wow.
And they were talking about there are 30.4 million students in the United States that can't afford their school meals.
Mm.
30.4.
Wow.
And we know that food insecurity is a real thing.
Major problem.
It's happening in all of our neighborhoods.
Yeah. I think you and I did a story back when we were talking about those summer programs.
Mm-hmm.
One, I think it's one in four or one in five, somewhere close to that.
Right in there.
Right there to where one in four or one in five kids do not have food security.
Yeah.
You know, the only food they get is when they go to school.
Yeah, and when they go home, and they may or may not.
They may or may not have it.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't. They have insecurity because of that, and so it's a real big problem. You know, especially with food prices the way they are today.
Oh my.
Parent, I mean, they're having to choose. Sadly, you know, some are having to choose whether to buy food, or to buy medicine, or
keep the lights on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And not only for kids but elderly too. So again.
Yeah.
You know, hats off to the Arby's folks.
Yeah.
I got to tell you a quick thing about Arby's. This is, if my granddaughter's not listening, but this is a cutie. We went through Arby's one day, and we were getting something to eat. And, you know how jingles in your head, you know what jingle is, is, you know, from a, you know, from whatever that particular commercial might be. They call it a jingle. You know, and Arby's jingle was, "Arby's, we have the meat."
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, we're just ordering, and I was asking, because they don't really have exactly what she likes there. So we have to go through Arby's, and then we have to go through somewhere else.
To get
because, you know,
get.
The kids' menu's not that quite
yeah.
at Arby's. So anyhow, so we're going through, and I ask her what she wants, and she just kind of like, you know, said, "Arby's, we have the pop." Just right off the bat, because they didn't have anything else she wanted. But she said, "They have the pop.
They have the pop.
They have me." So that was cute. Just thought I would say that, because every time we go by Arby's, she'll say it. We go by
we
Arby's.
Have the pop.
Arby's, we have the pop.
Hey, could be a new jingle for them. You never know. It.
So, hey,
it's
Arby's,
catchy.
If you're listening,
hey.
I need some money from that.
We have the pop.
I need a royalty
we
from that.
Hey, why not? Well, we're going to go ahead and get started into Swap Shop, and we may finish up with a little bit of music today.
Okay.
We also want to take a look at Carolina Calendar if anything's going on. So we invite you, 828-884-9427. Give us a call if you have something we can air for you today.
Well, we've got a free piano. If you're looking for one, give these folks a call, 883-8171. 883-8171.
Here we've got a cast iron sink for sale. Also, they have a camper that's full of monitor heaters. They're different sizes. And they also have an old-timey Ringer washing machine and an old-timey refrigerator for sale. Call for more information at 692-0046. 692-0046.
If you're in need of some wooden pallets, we have those here at our warehouse free. All you have to do is come and pick them up. There are a variety of styles here at our Anchor Baptist Missions Warehouse, 5317 Old Hendersonville Highway. If you need more information, call 708-4643.
Looking to buy some birds, they're looking for either lovebirds or canaries. 400-4756, 400-4756.
Here's approximately 3,000 feet of new picture frame molding. Different widths and designs, many still in the original packaging. They wish to sell it as a unit, shown by appointment only. 508-2718, 508-2718.
Here is a 2-year-old male pygmy goat for sale. He's gray and white. They're asking $100. 553-2381. 553-2381.
Here's for sale a complete living room set, sofa, love seat, two end tables, and a coffee table, asking $300. 883-8212, 883-8212.
And let's see here, the Veterans Restoration Quarters over in Asheville raising some money to buy a new stove. And Little River Baptist Church is helping them out by collecting funds kind of in this area. And if you'd like to help them out, you can make your check payable to Little River Baptist Church. And in the memo section, note VRQ, Veterans Restoration Quarters, VRQ Kitchen. That address, 51 Little River Church Road, Penrose, North Carolina, 28768. And Penrose is 28766.
There we go.
That's my bad.
No.
I'm so sorry. We are the other one. Again, 28766.
Right next door.
We are.
Yeah.
Call Sherwood Mackey if you need more information at 577-3634, 577-3634.
And if you're wanting some guineas at home, here's some that need a new home. 384-4447. Here's some guineas that need a new home. 384-4447.
That's our items for today. If you're traveling, I-40.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So there's a couple places here. We've got the Norm over in the Iron Duff area, Fines Creek, where they're working on the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
It's one lane each direction, east and westbound. So you got a bit of a backup, mainly affecting eastbound travelers today. Then eastbound at the 40 split with 74. Mm. I'm not sure what's happening there. It's showing construction, so that's affecting eastbound traffic. And then westbound, just down the road a little bit, it's going to be right before, is that exit 30?
Yep. Yeah, 31. Yep.
You're slow. You're really slow for a while.
Oh, it's back around the big curve here at Newfound.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. It's not showing any type of icon for me right here, but I do know it is slow. So that's affecting westbound folks.
Well.
And, that's our areas of concern. We've got a few other slowdowns here, there, and about, but nothing prolonged or extensive. So be careful. 40, Haywood County.
Yeah.
Coming and going at times.
Yeah. Okay. Be careful out there.
In Carolina calendar, what's going on this week?
Well, this week is pretty calm, but we've got some, except for tonight. I think the Mills River Town Council's meeting tonight at 6:30 there in the Mills River Town Hall. That's also going to be put on via electronic means, so you can watch that tonight. I think that's the only thing that's going on tonight. But big things start to happen Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday. Well, we'll get to that one in a second. We've got Monday and Tuesday. We've got the Smoky Mountain Jubilee next week over
right.
Bible Baptist. Got Brother Tony Finney on Monday night at 7, Pastor Alfred Willis, Tuesday night at 7. I love Preacher Willis.
Mm-hmm.
God bless him. And then day services, they'll start about 2 o'clock on Monday afternoon. Then they run all day on Tuesday. And the daytime and morning preachers called from the floor, they'll treat you wonderful, folks. They're just great over there. Call Pastor David Reed if you need more information at 704-648-6345.
And Brother Jeremy Queen, the pastor at Hamburg Baptist Church up in Glenville, North Carolina, starting their Winter Jubilee coming up on Sunday the 11th, going through the 14th, and Sunday morning at 11 a.m., Evangelist Mark Thren with his family, the Thren family, will be singing. And Sunday night at 6, Pastor Austin Frady with music by the Old Savannah Baptist Choir. Monday evening at 7, Pastor Bradley Boone with music by the Concord Baptist Youth Choir. Tuesday evening at 7, Pastor Stacy Adcock of the Trinity Baptist Church of Easley, South Carolina. Then on Wednesday at 7, Dr. Charles Nicholson, the pastor at Victory Baptist Church in Rosman, will be preaching. The church is located at 4673 Highway 107 North in Glenville, North Carolina. And again, come and enjoy a great time of old-fashioned preaching, singing, and praising the Lord.
And the Green River Baptist Church invites you to revival services the 12th through the 16th at 7 o'clock every night with our friend, Evangelist Randy Bain. You'll find Green River Baptist Church at 911 Green River Road in Tuxedo, and you can call Pastor Seth Nichols if you need some more information, 828-243-2411.
I think that's everything going on this weekend. Starting Sunday. So
sounds like great. Get out, pray for these meetings, be there if you can, and support them with your attendance.
Yeah.
Looking forward to great things. And I think also next Thursday night, the Thren family will be at Maple Hill Baptist Church.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And that's going to be at 7 o'clock, again, a week from tonight. And Brother Dennis Lanning and the good folks there at Maple Hill would love to have you come and be with them. And we've got enough time. We need to kind of cut it a little short today. We've got enough time to go out with a song from the Agee family.
All right.
This is from Share-a-thon 2019.
Okay.
Pray it'll be a blessing to you. We look forward to having the Agee family with us all Share-a-thon.
Yep.
Going to be a good time.
See you tomorrow. Every storm.
So instead of the struggles I'm facing, let me tell of a Savior I know. How that His word is today and for always, and I always have a reason to hope. 'Cause there's never been a long night He won't bring me through. There's never been a morning His mercies are new.
There's never been a moment He's not all I need.
He's never made a promise that He does not keep.
Amen.
Oh, He tells me that He'll never ever leave me. He says He will be strong when I am weak. Oh, and I'll find that His grace is sufficient, whatever my heartache and grief. Now all the trials of my life always show me my God is faithful to me till the end. And so that's why my song, my story is of Jesus, my Savior, my friend. And there's never been that He does not keep. It's a foretaste of heaven I cling to. Now that's what I built my life on. And so instead of all the struggles I'm facing, just let me tell you of the Savior I know. 'Cause I know His word is today, it shall be for always. Therefore, I always have a reason to hope. 'Cause there's never been a long night He won't bring me through. There's never been a morning His mercies are new. I like this word, whatever my heartache and grief. All the trials of my life always show me that He'll be faithful to me till the end. And so that's why my song and my story is of Jesus, my Savior and friend. 'Cause there's never been a long night He won't bring me through. And there's never been a morning His mercies are new. There's never been a moment He's not all I need. He's never made a promise that He does not keep.